Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our monthly council meeting for this March afternoon. And how good is it to be back without masks? Welcome whether you're in person here or you're joining us online. Councillor Holcombe, you can help us with the acknowledgement this month, please.
Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respects to elders both past and present, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present.
Thanks, Councillor Holcombe. So at this stage, you just ask anyone to turn off any mobile phones that you might have and then make you aware that the meeting is being recorded. Taken care of. Do we have any apologies, Mr. General Manager?
No apologies. Mr. Mayor, Councillor Todd is with us virtually, and if he can hear me, we actually need to have his video on so we can see him also. So, Councillor Todd, can you turn on your video, please?
Very good. Thank you, Mr. General Manager. So we have confirmation of the minutes from our last meeting, which was the 17th of February. Get a mover and a seconder there, please. Councillor Newton. Councillor Brady. All those in favour of that? Carried unanimously there, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thank you. Any disclosures of interest, pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary conflicts of interest?
Councillor Reinflesh, I understand you hold a position on that committee as well.
Further, Councillor Brady.
Also on item 10, I'm the chairperson of Coonabarabran Suicide Prevention Network, and our network has put in a $500 grant as well.
And they're both pecuniary interests, councillors.
Any Lions Club for the $500 in item 10.
In relation to item 10, I'm a member of the Mendoran Development Group.
This is wonderful that we've got councillors that are involved in the community in so many ways. That's a good reflection on our group. Anything further? Well, I've got one for you, Mr. General Manager. Item 13. I have a cousin who would like to be on that committee. Move in a seconder to note those, please. Councillor Hogden, Councillor Holcombe. In favour? Carried unanimously. Preliminaries out of the way. We'll begin with item one, the mayoral minute of the mayor's log of activities, travel, commerce, travel and expenses. I can move that one if I could have a seconder. Councillor Iannuzzi, the deputy mayor. Any questions or queries there, councillors? Yeah, well, I'll pretty straightforward. I'll move that, or put the motion rather. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. The next item, mayoral minute, the Australian Local Government Association Federal Election Campaign. So I can move that one again. If I could ask for a seconder, Councillor Ryanflesh. Any debate on this item, councillors? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's carried. Next item is item three, councillors' monthly travel claims. We have a seconder here, Councillor Kopke. Pretty straightforward, so I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item four, minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee. Need a mover and a seconder? The Deputy Mayor, Councillor Hogden.
Just in relation to those minutes, I've been approached by members of the public in relation to item I on that list, the Barrowdene Junior Sports Club. They've provided some more information that I think should be reviewed again. So if we could possibly have that reviewed again at the next Traffic Advisory Committee.
You just remind me again there, Councillor Copy, which...
Item I, which is in relation to the Barrowdene Junior Sports Club. They've requested a road closure. And they've provided a bit more information, which I think the matter should be reviewed.
Mover and seconder, happy with that?
Yeah, happy with that.
Thank you for that. Anything further? Councillor Brady.
I mentioned on Monday night about River Road, the extend 50 kilometre per hour speed zone, and it was mentioned that it was to look at like 70 kilometres an hour or something like that, but it does not say that in the minutes. It does say extend the 50 kilometre per hour speed zone. The reason why last meeting or the meeting before we didn't go with the 40k zone in the CBD is because they're, you know, low amounts of incidents and whatever else. I live on River Road. I haven't come across one incident there. Travel that road 20 times a day. Wondering what the rationale is around that.
Okay.
I could probably assist with you there. The decision in relation to the extension of the speed zone is for it to be reviewed by Transport New South. It's still being reviewed by Transport New South Wales, and once they've conducted...
Thank you very much, Councillor. Anything further in relation to this item? Well, if not, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Our next item, item five, Councillor Induction and Professional Development Policy. Give the mover and a seconder. Councillor Hogden, Councillor Newton. If I can just have some thoughts from the Chair here to start off with, I'm very grateful to the General Manager and management for putting together the inductions. It was very good, and I think the theme from RLG is that we should hit the ground running, and I think the new councillors would be feeling that they were supported and had some groundwork to take off with. And I know as a returning councillor, I certainly learned a lot too. So thank you to everyone who conducted that.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. We all think the same. Roger and the management, you did a terrific job doing that. And we... previous councillors who have been on council for a long time comment on
thank you councillors and yes a lot of work went into it by staff to do those presentations, so thank you.
I've watched all the hit the ground running on the internet and
Thank you for that, councillors. It's basically a $50 million business that we're the directors of, so we have to take our responsibilities very seriously. So, anything further on this item? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item, item six, the council resolutions report. The mover, the seconder, Councillor Newton, Councillor Ryan-Flesh. A bit of work goes on behind the scenes to keep these up to date. Any questions anyone's got for resolutions, where they're up to, what's happening? Well, as it is for noting, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item, budget revotes. Move and seconder, please. Councillor Iannuzzi. Councillor Kopke. Any questions in relation to this item? Fair enough. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Once again, unanimous. Okay, item eight, draft related party disclosure policy. Move and seconder, please. Councillor Ryan-Flesh. Councillor Brady. Housekeeping there, so no questions. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item nine is our next item, which is the draft community strategic plan for 2022 to 2037. On display. Can we get a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Newton, Councillor Holcombe. Any comments in relation to this? We'll put this on public display following this and we'll hear from the public. So I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Item 10 is the, as we've heard before, deals with community financial assistance donations, round two. Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Iannuzzi.
Sorry, some councillors declared an interest in this, Mr. Mayor. You don't need to.
Yeah. Light on for a seconder there, councillors. Can we get one? Councillor Newton.
Who was the first one? The mover?
Any comments in relation to this? Queries? All right then, well I'll reiterate my comments before. I'm very pleased we've got community-minded councillors that are in this job for the right reasons, and they demonstrate that by their extracurricular activities involved in a wide range of other things. So it makes us a better council. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Give them time to resume their seats. Taking the seats, we can dealing with investments and term deposits. Get a mover. Councillor Iannuzzi. Second, Councillor Newton. Any comments or queries? Questions? Good old days. Anyway, we'll if there's nothing further, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
You're making it sound like we've been on council for 30 years. Been here for 5 years.
Right. Item 12 deals with the selection of delegates to the Coonabarabran Sporting Complex Advisory Committee. Very important committee. We get a move and a seconder, please. Councillor Iannuzzi. Brady. Comments there in regard to the recommendation there? Councillor Brady, you look worried.
Just comment maybe, like, because the sport's seasonal and our term of council's 3 years, so someone who's president of the Junior Rugby League might be next year. Is there any way just to have like an ex officio position for Junior Rugby League, and if that name changes, it doesn't have to come back to council and we have to vote on it to accept another person? Every user should just have a seat and then only one voting person.
Do you mean ex officio or do you mean alternate? Because I think you're saying
or even alternate, but then that alternate person might be, you know, change with the tides of the season of football or whatever as well. So, you know, shouldn't it just be Junior Rugby League and they have, you know, one person nominated up to their club?
I think then you potentially end up with a communication problem. It's better that they come to us and say who their member is, and if there's a change of membership, then they let us know and we can deal with that. Because otherwise, we send information to one person and they may say they're not coming, it's going to be someone else, and then they don't get information. I just wouldn't like for that communication breakdown to occur.
Just know that on this exact committee, it would have been 18 months, 2 years ago, there was... We had lack of quorum because people had left and then it hadn't come back to council that, you know, I think it might have been, I think it was union or something, because we hadn't actually endorsed that person at council. But
Councillor, you're involved in with this committee, aren't you? So you'll be able to guide them to, if there's a change, to contact council and the paperwork can be handled from there. But it is important that with all those committees that people keep their contacts and their people up to date, because as you say, then quorums aren't maintained because...
And, you know, you've got half a dozen or five people giving up their afternoon to come to a meeting that you can't have a meeting because we haven't got enough.
That's right. So that applies to this and all other committees. If there's nothing further there, councillors, we've got a mover and a seconder. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Same vein, our next item deals with selection of delegates to the Coonabarabran Swimming Pool Advisory Committee. Move in a seconder. Councillor Brady, Councillor Newton. Anything in relation to this item?
It's not just... on this one, but on our committees, you know how as councillors and staff and that we do code of conducts? Is there a code of conduct for our committees?
Like same one.
Yes. As the mayor says, same code.
So do they have a presentation like we did? No.
We can arrange for training. It may not be with with our trainer, but we can arrange for training.
Yeah, no, we're all from everyone, volunteers, management, councillors, we've all got to play by the same rules.
As long as they know that.
Again, if you're in those committees, it'd probably be the councillor's role to make people aware of that. If there's any committee that you're on, we all follow the same rules. Anything in relation to this item, councillors? The housekeeping? So I'll put the motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 14, selection of the delegates for the Coonabarabran Town Beautification Committee. A mover and a seconder. Councillor Brady, Councillor Iannuzzi. Councillor Holcombe.
I realise that is a lot of people to be on a committee, but I think there needs to be a bit of succession planning with a lot of knowledge in this group of people here, and there are a couple of new people on the list, so I believe that having that many might be a good idea. I know it's hard to keep a quorum, but I believe they all have something to contribute.
Well, most definitely, and I think having a few more, make sure that you do have enough for a quorum, and I've got full confidence in Councillor Brady, should you be the chairman of that committee again.
But no, I have to say this is one committee that is committed, and we have never had a problem with a quorum, not like multiple other committees that I've sat on. They're very dedicated, these ladies.
Good to see. All right, well, this is anything further? If there's nothing further, I'll put the recommendation. All in favour? Carried unanimously. Similar vein, item 15 deals with the selection of delegates for the Robertson Oval Advisory Committee. Councillor Iannuzzi, Councillor Newton. Anything here, councillors? It is. Discussed this with the GM about holding it over, but we thought we'd get the show on the road, and if anyone else expresses an interest and wants to join, well, we can, after the fact, we can bring them along. You're in agreement with that, councillor? That's happy with that? All right, then. With that in mind, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item of business, classification of Crown Reserve, number 84659 at Leadville. We get a mover and a seconder for this, please. Councillor Brady, Councillor Kopke. Anything here you think needs to be aerated, Mr. Murphy, as is presented?
No, I think it's fairly self-explanatory, Mr. Mayor. Yep.
I agree. In that case, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item deals with Council's submission to the draft Central West and Arana Regional Transport Plan. Move on a seconder, please. Councillor Holcombe and Councillor Iannuzzi. Can I just say, or express my gratitude, Council's gratitude to Mr. Murphy for his proactive work in getting this submission together for us on our behalf. Information that we put in there that will be useful to our residents if it's adopted and taken notice of. Further? Recommendation that we submit that submission. All those of that mind? Carried unanimously. Next item is Drinking Water Management System Improvement Plan Implementation. It's our regular update. Moving to seconder. Councillor Kopke. Councillor Brady. Point here, councillors. These items, as we were saying in our training there before, it's important, which we all understand now, that while we don't actually carry these works out, that we as councillors see that they are being carried out, and that's what the gist of all these reports are. Any queries on this one before I put the recommendation? Welcome, Councillor Todd's online. Welcome, Councillor Todd. So, move in a second. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Next item in a similar vein deals with the Mindoran Water Quality Incident Review. And this is again another update of the progress that's been made. Quite a bit of it. Move on a second there. Councillor Kopke. Councillor Holcomb. Take in there, but there's a lot happening in the space around water, as we've learned. And in this instance, in Mindoran in particular. Any comments, councillors? If there's nothing further, I'll put that recommendation after that very substantial update. Recommendation, all those in favour? Next item, still with water. Warrumbunga Water Fluoride Reinstatement. We get the mover and the seconder. Councillor Holcomb. Councillor Iannuzzi.
Just for the benefit of the new councillors, you read there that there was a discontinuation of fluoridation in 2015 in Coonabarabran and 17 in Barradine and Binaway. Regrettably, that wasn't reported to councillors at the time, and we found out quite a bit later and by accident. And that was sadly, with the management and the mayor at the time. That's by and by now. All those personalities have moved on. But in case you were curious as to why that was the case, just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, Deputy. If there's nothing further to this item, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Next item of business, item 21, the LEP employment zone reform. Seconder, Councillor Holcomb, Councillor Newton. Pretty straightforward, this recommendation here, that council notes the information. So I'll thank the author for the report and put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Councillor Todd. Item 22 deals with a request for scavenging access at the waste facilities. Given a seconder for this item. Councillor Kopke. Councillor Ryanflesh. Any discussion on this item, councillors? Councillor Holcombe.
I've actually been to one of these up at the Fraser Coast, and they are a very good idea. But the problem here is that we just don't have the space to sort of set up what other places do. You need a big shed, you need the staffing, car parking. So I think what's been recommended is probably the only way for us at the moment. But they are a really good idea. We just got our tip, basically.
Yes, I tend to agree. I've been to other places too where they're thriving little businesses, but it's just maybe not the fit for us at the minute, possibly. There's other things that we can look at in this space, good, exciting things with recycling and repurposing that we hopefully in this term of council will be able to have a look at. Councillor Brady.
Just following on from what Zoe had to say, I get about a shop and the thing, like, you know, the space, but I hate to see things that go into landfill that we've got a really big, you know, I don't think we do arts and culture too well here, and there's lots of rusty artists out there around this area and that could benefit from scavenging from the tip to construct artworks and, you know, things like that. I see how much gets sold down through the gallery here of just old rusty garden ornaments and sculptures and that, and, you know, I think it's a good way to repurpose those old things.
Just up here first. That's all right. Councillor Holcombe.
As I was saying, they probably could be doing a call out on Facebook or in the paper to come and pick it up from. Maybe into the future we can look at it, but at this point it's a lot of safety issues out of that. Directors go out and actually have a look at the space. You all the rubbish fall over, and I look at it from a safety perspective too.
That's our job. But valid points both. Anything else, councillors? Councillor Newton?
Fairly insignificant, but perhaps if you wanted to humour the idea of the men's shed being able to reuse some of the material that ends up at the waste facility, perhaps the staff could throw what looks good aside and suggest to them once a month that they come and have a dig through it and take away what they want.
That option, I think that Director might be able to...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I wonder how we get something like that to happen, you know, like the staff do go through the loads when they pull up the gate to make sure it's disposed in the right areas, but you still got to have a set-aside area. You still got the risk of people coming out there and ratting through the stuff afterwards, so I'm not sure if it's any different to just allowing them to have a free rein around the place.
Anything further? Councillors, well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in that favour? Our next item, 23, development applications approved in November 2021. Mover and a seconder. Councillor Ryanflesh. Noted, so if there's no questions, I'll put that recommendation. Ogden. All in favour? Unanimous. We're in a similar vein for the applications approved in December. A mover and a seconder. Councillor Holcombe and Iannuzzi. Vote should go the similar way. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. And then to round it out, item 25. Development applications approved in February. Mover and a seconder, Councillor Newton, Councillor Kopke. All those in favour? Unanimously. We get to Councillor Brady's motion, item 26. And considering we're dealing with commercial dealings here, I intend to ask the councillors to put this into closed council under section 10A2C, Local Government Act. So I get a mover and a seconder to that effect, please. Councillor Hogden, Councillor Holcombe. So I'll put that motion. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously, Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, before we get to item number 27, which are further reports for closed council, there is a supplementary report which was issued to councillors following the workshops that we've had in relation to the operational plan delivery program. That was put onto the iPads earlier today, but as councillors have already seen, the bulk of this anyway through its workshops, and councillors requested that this be a late matter to the council meeting tonight. So there is a recommendation there, and it includes that the operational plan, including revenue policy, go on to public exhibition for 28 days. Council will be presented with a further report following the exhibition period, and four seeks an additional special variation of 2.5% in accordance with the Local Government Act. That is over and above the rate pegging of 0.7% and has come about following a change that has been brought about by the Minister for Local Government only last week.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. So do we have a mover and a seconder for that item, please? Councillor Hogden, Councillor Reinflesh. Points or questions in relation to that?
Given that the 4 points are quite different, wouldn't it be better to recommend or not recommend point by point rather than this sort of omnibus approach?
Where you'd like to go, we can ask the movers and the seconds if they want to go through.
One out of nine, but I'd prefer it that way.
Councillor
Ogden,
Ryan Flesh. Happy if we work through the four one at a time. So we'll take that as a move and a seconder for the point one, which is receive the report of the draft operational plan, which while it might be for the general public, while it might be a late addition to today's business paper, it's the fruit of two workshops that we held here for several hours in relation to putting the budget together. And we thought by bringing it to this meeting, we would be able to get the budget on display sooner, and then we'll get our books in order that little bit sooner. So this is a bit of housekeeping. So we've got a move and a second that we receive the report. Not much to argue about there. I'll put that, all those in favour, carried unanimously. Item two, endorse the draft operational plan, including revenue policy, to go on public exhibition for a minimum of 28 days. We'll move in a second to Councillor Newton, Councillor Holcombe. A lot of controversy there, I don't think. So I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 3.3, be presented with a further report following the exhibition period. Include any submissions made on the draft operational plan and delivery program 2022-23, 2025-26. I'll get a mover and a seconder. Councillor Inozzi, Councillor Kopke. Just there, councillors. Very well. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour. Point four, council seeks an additional special variation of 2.5%, advising that the special variation be a permanent special variation under the relevant section of the Local Government Act. The additional income the council will receive will be approximately $205,000, inclusive of the rate pegging amount of 0.7%. More commentary there, but I don't think that's germane to the debate, so I'll ask for a mover and a seconder to that. Councillor Newton. Councillor Todd, thank you for the nomination, seconding that. Councillors, your thoughts on this point? Deputy Mayor?
I'm opposed to going above the pegging amount. As I mentioned at the workshop, I think there's a lot of financial hardship there, cost of living expenses, businesses are doing it tough, and sadly, I have to say that, in my opinion at least, a lot of this inflationary pressure has been a product of government and government alone, with bad policy, and as a result, I don't think that, even though we're not responsible for macroeconomic policy and fiscal policy in this country, we are still a branch of government, and I think as a gesture of goodwill to our community, I don't think we should inflict further punishment on them.
Thank you, Deputy. Anything further? Councillor Holcombe.
Well, I believe we don't do it. What's going to happen next year?
Well, I tend to agree, Councillor. Council does recognise that there'll be an impact, but We're working hard to work on that bottom line, and inflation is more than this. So, one of the tougher jobs we have to do. Anything further, councillors? Not then, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? So we've got. We'll just have the against.
So Kopke in. Record, Mr. Mayor, Councillors Kopke and Annuzzi against. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back to 27.
Back to, well, Mr. Chairman, some housekeeping there. We've moved to move item 26. Do we need to give the councillor
public an opportunity? No, we'll do that in bulk shortly.
Right. Very good. Moving on to items to be further reports to be considered in closed council. 27.1 deals with the organisational monthly report. Item 27.2 deals with Three Rivers retirement. Item 27.3 deals with supply of skip bins. Can we have a mover and a seconder that we move those on block into closed council? Councillor Hogden, thank you for that. Councillor Todd, thank you for that. But I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons why council should not go into closed council to consider these matters. Mr. Mayor, if there is no members of the public wanting to come forward to raise concerns with these, then there's a recommendation there that council now go into closed council, etc.
Move and second to that effect. Councillor Brady, Councillor Kopke, all those in favour? Carried unanimously.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are you recording there, Claudia? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to announce the resolutions of closed council in relation to item number 26, notice of motion, accessible residential housing. That one, council recognises the need for greater amounts of accessible residential housing in the Warramungal Shire for our ageing and disabled residents. To help remedy this situation, council commits to a pilot project of investment within the Warramungal Shire using up to $1 million from funds that are currently held in term deposits to purchase suitable property or properties that can be leased to a disability housing service providers as a form of portfolio diversification at a higher cash return with low risk. Two, the Mayor and General Manager be authorised to negotiate and purchase on behalf of council and report any dealings to the next council meeting. Then item 27.1, the Organisational Development Monthly Report. Resolution of Council was that the Organisation Development Monthly Report for March 22 be noted for information. Item number 27.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of Council was that Council note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project. Item 27.3, Supply of Skip Bin Services Contract. The resolution of Council was that Council 1 notes the information contained in the Skip Bin Contract Option to Extend report, and 2 extends the Supply of Skip Bin Services Contract with Kuna Waste Disposal / Warramungal Plant Hire Proprietary Limited for a further 12-month period as per the current arrangements under the contract. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, councillors, for your attendance and your diligence and your contributions. Once again, new councillors have outshone themselves, Deputy Mayor, I think you'd agree. And travel home safely, and we will be in touch.
7:09 p.m. Thank you, councillors.